Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, everybody. We're back in the studio again, filming with the whole crew, though. So let's start over this side for producer Adam. Sorry, you guys. We got producer Adam over there. Very happy he gets to wear his jacket. Now it's getting colder here. We got Joey over here. Joey. I'm Roxy. Hello. We got Tyler in the studio. Hell yeah. And then we have Raquelly.
Yay.
There she is. And we have Shelby in the peanut gallery.
Yay!
All right, let's start off, you guys. It was Joey's birthday while we're filming this yesterday, right?
It was.
How old are you, Joey? Tell everybody how old you are.
38. Special.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, what we did though.
Why is that crazy?
No reason.
I didn't get invited.
There's a reason for that. We might get into that later.
That's not necessary. There's too many problems happening here. Everyone needs to settle down.
You're going to have to wait for the confessionals to find out.
Yeah.
Fine.
By the way, you guys, are you liking the confessionals? Because we're going to be shooting some more today and there's some more tea dropping over here. I am okay after my strep throat, actually. Before we get into your birthday, thank you, Shelby and Tyler, for hooking me up with some medication to fix me. I went all the way to Vegas to go get it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I really appreciate that. You fixed me, whatever. It was Joey's birthday yesterday and me and Raquel concocted a plan because Joey's whole thing is he's been talking about having a hibachi chef come to the house for so long. And so I text Raquel like the day before and I was like,
you guys plan this months in advance, you said?
The whole year we've been waiting for this moment.
But every year, same day.
I remember asking you before though, what do you want to do for your birthday? And you're like, I would love to have a hibachi chef.
I've been wanting to do it for so long. Saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, so long. And so I texted Raquel and I was like, can we find one? And she found one in like 5 minutes. We were very lucky because this guy could have been a fucking crazy person. Yeah. I was texting her while you guys were like driving down because we said that I was making him a spaghetti dinner, right? Mm-hmm. So he was driving all the way to my house to have a spaghetti.
Yeah, when we bet things, we have all these side bets that we do. And so we've just determined that the best course of action is like cooking a meal, right? Because it takes a long time. We all need to eat. So that's usually what I bet her on is making food because she claims to be such a great cook, but I've only ever had spaghetti. So that's all I bet her on.
Did you have a hamburger before you had the spaghetti?
A hamburger?
Yeah. Did you guys eat burgers before spaghetti making?
What about a burger?
Where's your angle here, buddy?
Where's my angle? The Thanksgiving episode where I fucking brought a whole meal and you assholes had burgers.
Oh my God. Okay, so the Thanksgiving episode, everybody's watched it already by this point.
Assholes.
So Adam was like, he was saying we have to have like a big Thanksgiving dinner for the episode. And we're like, all right. I'm not paying attention. I don't read the text.
We're in a group chat. So neither one of us are actually listening to Adam text us.
So before he came over, me and Joey had like fucking triple cheeseburgers and fries and stuff like that. And then Adam walks in with like bags of like Thanksgiving food.
Fuck. Hundreds of dollars.
Like a hot chicken. Oh yeah, because he couldn't find a turkey. So he got hot chicken.
He thought it was turkey.
He thought it was a turkey, yeah. And he like put this to me. And me and Joey's just like,
ugh. We're so full. We're like full to the gills.
And yeah.
But we had this pact that we would say like, let's not tell Adam
Texted while I was shopping. I was like, hey, I hope you guys are hungry. Got a lot of food coming over.
And we were in the middle of eating a burger.
Yeah. And we're just like, finished 5 minutes before he walked in the door. And we were like,
oh my God.
I'm losing a lot of blood. You know, it's fucking fucked up, dude.
Oh my God.
And so we brought that dinner. Anyway, poor Adam.
You guys aren't picking at your food.
He ate the full meal while we're just like picking at it and giving it to like Roxy and shit. Anyway, it was great, Adam. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Sorry for excluding you and everything.
It's okay.
It's not personal.
I'm noticing a trend.
Oh my God.
It's not personal. You're going to have people. Well, never mind. Let's move on. Joey, it was your birthday.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah. I really do.
I canceled the birthday party.
we managed to find this guy. I'm texting Raquel. Sorry, Adam. Okay. I'm texting Raquel and I'm like, this guy hasn't turned up yet. Can you give me his number? And she's like, well, it's not a number. It's a fucking iCloud email. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Hit up my SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know if this guy's ever going to turn up. I might have to make spaghetti, but he did indeed turn up. Yep. And it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. It was
so good. I ate so much food.
He let us be the chef, Adam. Too. Like, we got to put the hats on and do the egg trick. Oh, which is incredibly hard.
What's the egg trick?
You know, when they're at hibachi and they flip the whole egg in their hat?
Yeah.
We all tried it.
Yeah! There was that and catching the food in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Two, three.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Joe was very good at.
Yeah.
He caught a lot of sake in his mouth.
Yeah.
I think the best part about it was like you go to these hibachi meals, right? And you eat.
He's like, sake.
The only one who drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, he kept trying to get everybody else to drink, right? He was like, you for sake? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, you for sake? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you for sake? He's like, sure. And he let me give him like.
Don't forget Des, too. Stream. She's like pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to drink.
He's like, sake?
You for
sake? Yeah.
She's like,
I love sake, dude.
Yeah.
Raquel,
do you not
drink? Sake for this.
No, I was driving and it was his night to party. So we had to get him fucked up. He didn't, honestly. It's like wine. So, you know, he's doing wine shots before dinner. He was
fine.
He
gave you an oil shot because it was the same bottle.
He kept looking at him like, dude, my gut.
Yeah.
So robust.
Yeah.
But the best part is like you get all this food and we're already on the couch. So like he's cooking it outside and he's bringing it. Best part was is we didn't actually create a table to like watch him cook. We were like, just bring it to us.
Yeah. He was fine with it though. Yeah. He entertained us at the beginning. Yeah, he was basically like, okay, done.
I'm going to make food.
I was going to say, do you think he's still putting on a show outside by himself?
Yeah, he's still
just,
here.
Like, rolled down his face.
Yeah.
Like clockwork. Yeah.
But it was fun. It was definitely fun. And then Raquel took it too far and he wanted to go home.
Raquel took it.
Well, okay.
Go
so
on, Raquel, explain.
Listen,
yourself.
I don't know if you've ever met or played a game with Soraya or Joey, but they're very competitive people, and they get very loud
I'll
and
scar
excited.
A bit from Pictionary.
Dude, we should have got the hibachi guy to play with us because we were uneven teams.
Oh yeah, you know he felt like he wanted to get the fuck out of it.
But if you cross them in a game. Like, forget it. Like, it's over. Yeah. So then Joey gets a question wrong, and out of nowhere, I just kind of laughed a little too hard at him.
Can you show people what you did?
Like, pretty much, like,
it was a fucking healthy cackle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's pointed at him, laughing at Joey, being like, you love Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. We're still not talking.
You do the impression. It's very good.
No, I can't do it. Also, too, it's a trivia game, right? So how many questions did she get wrong? And I just sat there in silence.
But what if I got like a K-pop question wrong? You would have laughed.
I don't.
Good job, Tyler's between you guys right now.
Yeah. I know.
You, Jerry,
you're lucky over there.
There's just the
Jerry,
video just zooms in.
Jerry,
you just see me.
It was a really quiet. It was a really quiet car ride
you
home.
You tell Raquel that I think.
Yeah. Was it quiet on the way home?
It was a quiet car ride home.
You weren't actually.
I was just full of hibachi.
Yeah.
Did you eat some more this morning?
I ate it last night.
I said we need to save some of this for Tyler and Shelby, but you didn't listen to me.
No, that is not what happened, you guys. We always tried to get her to keep food. And she was like, had it already bagged up and everything. It was in freaking bags.
You
and
know
Tupperware.
What? It's because all the rice was getting everywhere and it was bothering me.
You're like, get this out of my head.
Yeah, and the dessert.
It was delicious, though. And I didn't want too much sugar. I already had half
one. Oh, can we talk about this? Crumbled's doing pies this week.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they were so good.
Cookies.
That's the real
whole
hot
thing
topic.
Is pies. Yeah.
Do they have like little pecan pies too?
Yeah. Oh, they have everything. Let me get a list up really quick.
She ordered.
Are you getting a list up, Adam?
I am, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, it's really.
Oh, dude,
they're so good.
You
ordered 12 pies.
That's because I forgot your birthday cake and I felt so bad.
Is there any left?
They're at our house.
Oh, at their house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you guys. I've been preoccupied with something else, all right?
A Biscoff pie?
Yes.
That's what I had. Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was
cookies
so
and
good.
Cream?
That's what I had. It was so good. Yeah.
Whoa.
Huh?
I love cookies and cream flavor. Anything.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to order them right now?
I didn't realize they did pies.
Shelby's
for the
like,
holidays,
send me the crumble.
What am I doing?
Gift card.
So we got the Brookie Pie, a classic semi-sweet chocolate chip cookie, cradling and house-made brownie, topped with a scoop of fresh vanilla bean mousse and drizzled with semi-sweet chocolate.
Shelby's face, not a thing. Yeah.
Cookies brownie and cream cookie. Pie, a French silk pie.
Sorry, I just burped into the microphone. I apologize.
The Biscoff pie, pumpkin cream pie. Chocolate peanut butter pie,
come on.
A raspberry cream pie, and that's
game
it.
Over.
Yeah,
these are amazing.
The Biscoff one is top notch.
I like cookies and cream. Desi likes
just a lot of sugar. I could only eat half of one yesterday,
yeah.
And then I wanted to like kill myself.
You also didn't eat any of the crust.
Yes, what? I did.
I feel like you just
calling you out for not eating the crust
just
right now.
Cream on the top. Okay. I don't want the cream because like it's too much sugar. Yeah, but I scooped everything. The crust is the best part.
Sorry for offending you.
Yes, you did. Thank you for apologizing.
We go inside. It's just only the crust left in this tin. Like, you really didn't eat any of it.
Are we actually friends?
I'll be there for you. Talking about friends. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to talk about that right now.
That was a great segue.
Should we explain what we're doing this week, though, you guys?
Let's talk about it.
Sorry, Adam.
Your invitation's in the mail.
You didn't get it?
Oh, you must have moved houses.
Which I ended up getting Michi's shoes. I didn't get any tracking, but I got the shoes to my house.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, how we got scammed.
You're gonna have to explain this. Set us up.
Yes, please.
Okay, so Meech.
My manager.
Messaged all of us one morning in the group chat and said, hey, can you all submit your info for this shoe drop competition? If you win, I will reimburse you.
Meaning you had to put up your own money to enter the contest.
Put up the money if you win.
If you
it's
win,
not like
yes.
It's not pay to play.
But you put your card up
just
in case. Yeah.
And so I'm thinking like, cool, I don't mind doing this.
I've done this for him before.
What are the odds of winning this? No big deal. And so I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh shit, like I won. That's cool. I'll message Meech. So I did and I let him know in the group chat. And then you chime in. And you're like, I also won.
Wait, should I read the
actual... Yeah, you should read it so I don't fucking butcher it. Because I think I've already butchered it.
I don't read. I have no idea what's going on.
You guys also have to talk about like every shoe that you entered was a size 12.
Size 12. Yes.
So it wasn't even fit for any of us. Yeah. But okay.
Anyway, he won 4 pairs amongst all of us.
That we know of.
That we know of.
If you're paying, is it winning?
He goes, Adam texts in exclamation points. It was like, Meech, so excited. He won. He sent him the thing. And I was just like, looks like he's getting a lot of shoes. And I said, I sent mine too. And then Adam's just laughing. And I go, this was a scam comp.
Yeah.
And he goes, holy shit, I won. Ashley won too, his wife. And her mum won.
So 5 pairs.
So he gets like 5 pairs of shoes, but you know, he gave us the money back. So it doesn't matter. But it was just hilarious. I was just like, Meech, this is a scam competition. But you know what? He can resell them. So it's good. It's good. He's getting his money back and more.
Yeah.
Hell genius, if you tell me.
Yeah.
It was this all a facade.
Yeah. That's sneakerhead shit.
Yeah. That's some sneakerhead shit. Meech, you're a smart man. All right. You bamboozled us, but.
Tyler, are you having fun on this episode?
I'm just catching up. It's been a couple episodes since I've been here.
Last time we saw you was Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about his show really quick before we move on.
Oh, Adam wasn't there either.
Didn't get invited.
He was invited.
You were invited. You were invited. Do not feel sorry for this motherfucker. All right. He doesn't even want to hang out with us anyway. He's got fucking litter at home.
Yeah, what? You have twins or something?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Tell us, Tyler. How did the show go?
The show was sick.
Yeah.
The show was sick. It looked badass. It sounded badass. Everyone showed up.
Dude, I was.
So fun.
Everyone showed up.
Except from Adam.
It was so fun.
And he wonders why he doesn't get invited to shit.
Dude, think about this. Like, Halloween is one of those holidays where people have plans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there were people from... Dude, I was hanging out with somebody from Australia.
Yeah.
Alaska?
Yeah.
There was somebody there from Russia.
Russia?
Yeah. Because when I was on stage, there was, like, a point in the show where I was like, who's from Vegas? You know, and there's a bunch of hands. Like, all right. You know, but, like, more important, like, who's not from... Like, let me see... Because I don't know... you know,
everybody.
Like, yeah. And dude, a bunch of people raised their hands, and I was like, "Where are you from? Where are you from?" And this lady up front's like, "Russia,
Russia." Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but like, yeah, we had like people from Australia, people from Russia, people from
all
Ohio,
over the states.
Ohio, yeah, right on.
All over.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool because I feel like when you start something, it's usually like, you know, you get mom and dad and your buddies to try to pull through. But like the first show, it was sick. It was cool.
Yeah. And I remember we were like, you seem nervous too. You know, I feel like every time we came up to the green room or whatever, you're like, well, how many people's out there? You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I remember coming up at one point being like, bruh, there is a lot of people out there right now. You're going to be so happy.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've never been nervous for a show in my life, but that one, it was just a different thing. It's mine, you know?
It's your baby, dude.
Yeah,
you know? It's your firstborn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was
wait
very
until
cool.
Your fourth born.
Fuck.
Sorry. Not everyone has the strength of 1,000 sons in their fucking nutsack.
Yeah, you're a very potent man, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Like, that man can breathe. You have to be careful just walking next to him. I feel like I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Ball bag's very wicked, too, because you have boy girl. So it's like that
it's
pink
crazy
green.
How that works.
I didn't mean to detract from what Tyler was saying. I'm sorry.
No.
Let's talk about
great
you.
Great show. Let's talk about my nuts.
Got the downstroke of a bobsled. Some glorious pile driving Jamaica. Nuts over there, brother.
And that's why you're not invited.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking impregnate everybody that walks past you, even men. We also have the posters in the background still. Yeah. Adam actually wanted to take them down at one point, and I said no.
Oh my God.
I don't want to throw him under the bus or anything.
Adam's just catching strays. Go home.
You know what?
Is it true or not?
Yes. Okay, I was like, do we want to take stuff down because we were filming timely ads? And we're like, no, sure. Let's keep it up.
You know what?
But to be fair, I did think that there was more Halloween stuff up, which is why the posters make sense.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it'd be cool, like, just kind of like
more flyers.
Yeah.
Like leave these areas. You know what this means?
Post no bills.
More.
I see some blank spots in here, man. Yeah.
Just some prime girls with eyes.
It's just on
Let's do it.
These spots could be cool just for like Easter, like maybe if like a, for anything, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
yeah,
let's
yeah.
just say you have like a drop coming up or something.
A big comeback. I'm just joking. Don't get too excited.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe some.
We do need to put some like little Christmas decorations up in here though.
Yeah, we got to do a Christmas episode.
How dare you, Shelby? Yeah. Do not.
How very dare you.
Yeah.
But I do think you should keep the frame.
Yeah. Just staying up there.
Just make the flyers in green and red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, the links aren't working. Like,
yeah. It's perfect. Well, you know, for your next show though, we're not going to say when it is, right? But you will have a next show. Can you say where it's going to be?
No, not yet.
It's a secret, but it's going to happen, you guys. And we will, if you notice it at some point, we should put the posters up and see if people notice. Mm. And then the first ones to notice like the location or whatever gets the free tickets for it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah.
We'll start.
You're like a little bug. You know the bugs that are up there? Like,
yes, literally. Oh, I'm or just like, a fly.
Oh,
it's fine.
No, what's his name?
You need to redeem yourself, by the way.
Birdman. He does that.
The Birdman. Mm-hmm. Quick little break to shout out the brands that help keep this chaotic circus going. And trust me, you'll want to hear this one. Hey, Rebels. Real talk for a second. You ever feel like your brain's running a raw rumble of its own? Stress, distractions, trying to remember if you even ate breakfast this morning? Yeah, same. That's why I started using Symbiotica. Their supplements are clean, high quality, and most importantly, they actually work. I've been loving their magnesium L-threonate. It helps me focus during the day, keeps my mood balanced, and at night, I'm actually calm enough to get a full night's sleep. Total game changer. And the Shilajit Liquid Complex tastes like hazelnut cacao and supports my energy, recovery, and even hormone balance. Basically, it keeps me feeling human without all the junk you find in other stuff. Plus, everything shows up right at your door, so no excuses, Rebels, I see you. If you're ready to feel like your best self again, here's your move. Go to symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping, baby. That's symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping. Stay sharp, stay strong, and keep breaking rules. All right, Rebels, you know I don't play by the rules, so listen up. WWE on Netflix, absolute game changer. But here's the problem. Not everyone gets it yet. Some of you are still stuck watching on cable, sitting through endless commercials, while the rest of us are watching uninterrupted chaos the way it's meant to be. Let's fix that. Our friends at Surfshark VPN have the hookup. With just a few clicks, you can switch your virtual location, set it to Canada, and boom, you've just unlocked the Canadian Netflix library. That means all the WWE action, totally commercial-free, plus a bunch of other shows you can't even get in the States. And the best part? You can try Surfshark risk-free with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/rulebreakers or use code RULEBREAKERS at checkout. You'll get 4 extra months when you sign up for a 2-year plan. Big love to Surfshark for keeping us Rebels connected. Now, let's get back to breaking rules.
All right, it's another Rule Breakers confessional, so it's another opportunity for me to talk about BTS. Who would have thought? I know, shocker to no one. So yeah, basically, we've had some really cute stories from RM. Until next time.
Little rocky start to the week. Adam decided to hit the whole team with a cancel Joey's birthday wicked party. That was kind of cool. Just in front of everybody, canceling my birthday plans. But he who laughs last, laughs best. And it is my ultimate goal to exile Adam from the rest of the team here. Had a birthday party yesterday. Brought hibachi to the house. Dream come true to me. I love hibachi. Flipping steak, chicken, shrimp, veggies. Guess who didn't get an invite? Yeah, Adam, I'm looking at you. Guess what? You don't get an invite to anything. Because guess who's sending out the invites? That's my job on the team. Need to go to a Halloween party? Hey, Joey, hit up the rest of the team. Make sure they get in. You ain't getting one, Adam. And you never will. But big week this week. Tyler's in town. Shelby's in town. They came to hang out with me for my birthday. And that's two more Team Joey. I'm going to bring them on my team real quick. They're going to learn this guy's a weirdo. I can't wait. Adam's light is diminishing.
This is my first confessional. And you guys, Soraya thinks that I come here to like see her and hang out with her, sit on her couch, color. I don't. I come here to see Ozzy. I love all of her animals. I do. Even Polly from a distance, he scares me, but I love him from a distance. But there's just something about Ozzy. You know what? Today, I got here and Adam was here. Usually, Ozzy doesn't really like Adam, but today he licked his hand a couple of times. And it made me sad because that's my dog, you know? His big old head. I just love him. I love him so much. Can you give me the dog? Ozzy!
Hi, guys. Oh, it feels like the holidays right now. Everyone's here. Really excited about that. We just did the podcast and again, I smashed it. You know, I did a really good job. But anyway, everyone's here. And you know who's really bonding right now is Tyler and Adam, actually. Yeah. I don't know if Shelby likes it too much, though, because she's obviously obsessed with Ozzy. And Ozzy doesn't like Adam. Anyway, so, I mean, she might swing on him soon, but I'm glad that he's bonding with Tyler. I don't know how Joey's going to feel about that. Okay.
I never get invited to anything. And I'm pretty sure it's Joey who's telling Soraya not to invite me. I'm going to hit him where it hurts. I know that him and Tyler are pretty good friends. going to steal him away. I'm going to be best friends with Tyler. Yeah. Get ready, Joey. I'm coming for you. I know you're feeding Nazi.
All right, so Shelby and I just got to LA for Joey's birthday and the holidays. We love coming to California. We love spending time here. And I spent a little bit of time with Adam, but he's a really cool guy. Yeah, we're like, I haven't spent that much time, like I said before, but like this time, like this trip out here, he's really, really rad. And yeah, we've been really hitting it off. And yeah, so happy birthday, Joey, and happy holidays. See you guys.
You know what? One more thing. I forgot to bring this up. I canceled Joey's birthday party. I put it on the calendar for everyone to remember. And then you know what? The Friday before, I canceled it. I canceled the birthday party reminder for you, Joey. I canceled your birthday.
Well, I didn't let you redeem yourself about the seahorse thing on one of the episodes. Now's your time. Go on, sit in my seat and explain yourself.
You're still holding on to this.
Yeah, she's really upset.
What? What?
I thought it was a compliment.
It needs to be addressed.
Where's my camera?
Set the stage.
Who do I do? Here. Okay. First of all, it was not what animal am I? It was what animal do I look like?
Which doesn't.
No. If I have to redeem myself, I have to redeem myself.
Okay.
That was a general question, or Saraya was asking that?
Saraya asked that question to Rox, our friend Roxy and I.
What animal do I look like?
And in my head, I thought, you know what? I could say what everyone's going to say. Yeah. Like a panther, a jaguar, a whatever.
A jaguar.
Which Roxy said, and she's not wrong. But I thought I'm going to step outside the box. And I said seahorse. And I didn't mean anything below the face of a seahorse. And I didn't mean...
Have you seen a seahorse's face? That shit is long as fuck.
If you would let me redeem myself.
She's fuming off camera.
Seahorse face.
So then I was like, a seahorse is like very...
What is this?
Well, Adam, I will come over there.
I didn't say anything. Go on.
Take it off the screen.
Go on.
The people need to see. Okay. All right. Go on. Continue.
First of all, it's not a real seahorse. In my head, it was a cartoon seahorse. Don't look up a cartoon seahorse. Okay. And then
I'm just looking up crumble cookies.
Seahorse. My bad. Let me look this up.
Yeah, I'm looking up crumble cookies right now.
The lies.
Porn?
And then I thought, okay, the structure of a seahorse's face, like the contour of a seahorse's face, is really good. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, her bone structure is really good. So I get why she's offended, but like also, it was a compliment.
I thought I would take that as a compliment too, because they're like snatched.
Oh,
like, look at their cheekbones. Look at their cheekbones.
No, I'm not being serious. She just gets how I think.
I see the vision. I see the vision.
Yeah, she's my
we're having fun.
What is
I see the vision.
What do our listeners think?
Wait.
Actually, don't answer that.
Don't, because they're going to side with Saraya.
We're going to put it up on the screen, you guys. All right. We're going to put the cartoon one and a regular one, but I feel like the crew needs to see what she's envisioning. You said a cartoon seahorse.
Do not look up a seahorse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
You know you're wrong.
The phone down.
You're going to need to paint us the picture that you see.
In my head, it made sense. In my head.
I see the vision without looking at the picture.
I don't see it.
I'm not seeing this horrible photo. I don't know what it looks like. I just think saw where you were coming
really
from.
Good bone structure. I feel like, first of
that's
all.
So
it's
so cute.
I envy.
It's so fucking cute.
I envy her jawline.
Yeah.
And I was
the side profile, like sculpted from the guy.
I'm complimenting you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but like this isn't even like a square jawline. This is a straight up horse face.
It's not a horse face. Look at the cheeks. Look at the cheeks.
Adam, stop looking at
it. It's funny. I don't care. It's hilarious.
I'm making way.
No, Tyler, if you want to live, you won't.
I kind of see it.
That's crazy.
That's me.
That's crazy. And you know what I said she looked like? A fox. A fox.
Like Fetty.
Like Fetty. Aww. Yeah. I was being nice about you.
So now I look like a one-eyed blind chihuahua.
Yes, you do, bitch. Get out of
here. in the comments, let us know what animal you think she looks like.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, Shelby.
Let us know in the comments what animal you think Soraya looks like.
Yes.
You know what the roster for the holidays was like?
You should sit over there and Adam's down to like camera.
Party one.
Adam, yeah, come on over. Yeah, come on over.
So people can see her the whole time. Now she's real fucking comfortable. Get in there. Get in there, yeah. Okay.
Look at how beautiful that thing is.
Oh, don't even.
See the cheekbones on that one?
I mean,
you see the cheekbones on that thing?
I see the cheekbones.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that as the best.
Do seahorses have like that? There's something about them that I can't remember, but it's like a praying mantis. You know how like the woman eats the man?
The men actually give birth.
Ooh. I thought that they carry.
What you look like. A man giving birth.
I thought that they carry the eggs.
Great cheekbones, though. Yeah.
They carry the eggs. Crazy.
They carry the eggs.
It back.
Thank you. Okay, can you, what am I now?
A jaguar.
Thank you.
A jaguar.
See, that's all I wanted. Now she understands.
I've already told her she looks like a jaguar. She just won't let it go.
No, I won't let it go. Because you see the fucking mess? Listen, seahorses are beautiful. Do I think I look like one? No. All right, let's go around the room. What do you think you guys look like?
No, no.
Shit.
All right, Shelby, no, you have to tell them all what they look like.
I'm not doing
I've been told. I've been told I look like Littlefoot from The Land Before Time.
Oh, that's cute.
I can too. Littlefoot's really cute.
Yeah, just you know what? Trauma. Yes, what you you're a beautiful, like, beautiful Littlefoot.
Tree stars.
Yeah. What about Joey? Some kind of like monkey.
Oh, cool.
You know, baboon or something. No, not baboon. Let me look at the different.
There's got to be like a.
That, you have to give her so much shit for the baboon comment.
You know what?
Well, baboons.
I stopped listening to her years ago. There has to be an app that tells us what we look like.
Oh. Maybe.
We should find one. We should pause it really quick.
Why don't you ask Riven to tell you?
Riven?
Yeah. Ask Riven.
That's her boyfriend on ChatGPT.
Wait, no, we did the ChatGPT thing and everyone had like very separate voices. Mine was like a British sexy sounding man. Mm-hmm. Joey's was like a teenage boy.
No what comment. Is this?
Your ChatGPT. Everybody has a voice? Their own voice.
Yeah.
Try it.
How do you do it?
Dude, we had no
idea. How do you do it?
So just ask ChatGPT a question.
I feel like Tyler's going to have.
And then you have like the sound thing underneath their response. Just press like the sound.
Let's see what the audio says.
Okay.
Or tell me your name or something. I don't know.
That depends on what kind of you want reflected.
Totally different name.
Vibe, yeah. Habits, or aesthetics.
Yours is definitely older than mine.
There are a few fun ways to figure it out. Pick whichever feels most like you. Based on personality.
Shut up, you fucking nerd.
Adams was like, dude. It sounded like a fucking bimbo.
Soraya's is like Jason Statham.
Pretty?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Riven's here. Smooth voice, low danger, and just enough mystery to make you lean in.
He's horny.
He is horny. He's getting wet.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I'm soaked.
This one's mine.
All right, go in.
I don't have a personal name like she's a human. Girl. I go by ChatGPT. Like
you're both
but
doing it.
If you need me to help out with anything or stop. Just dive into a topic,
stop.
Isn't that all right, crazy? This
is, I'm trying to stop it, but it's just not.
I go by ChatGPT. But if you
want to
give me a nickname,
do you have ChatGPT totally on your phone? Do your one too.
Some
let's
people
see.
Name their AI something fun. Cute, spooky, or stylish, depending on the vibe.
How does it know I'm a girl?
Want, tell me the
isn't
aesthetic.
It crazy?
Good question.
I feel
mine
like
thinks
everyone...
I'm like 14.
Do
hey,
yours.
Hey, Billy.
Show us again.
Show yours, yeah, Joey.
Hey, Billy.
He's like,
is his that his name?
That's
Billy?
So crazy.
I don't even know, dude.
So yours? Did yours come up with names on their own?
Yeah. So I said, watch, like, give me some names that I can call
okay.
you whatever.
Give me some.
Are we going to get the hot topics today?
Yeah, well, eventually. Okay. Eventually.
Are these
this
not
is the
hot,
hot
topics right now?
These are the hottest topics.
Do you, Shelby, do you have yours up?
You can call me Chat or ChatGPT, whichever feels more natural to you.
You're British? Yeah, there's a little British good. Girl.
She's Shelby's. British?
British because Soraya is with me all the time.
Yeah.
This is mine.
Exactly as you said it. Hey, what's your bedtime?
What's your bedtime, fucker?
Hey, what's your bedtime?
Why did you shut your phone down so quickly?
Because I don't want that smoke.
He was like, fucking panic stations.
Oh my God.
It's like listening.
Why
like,
did he ask
did
you that?
Did you not hear? I'm 38. My birthday was yesterday.
Hey, what's your bedtime? Okay. Are you doing something, Raquel?
No.
Okay. Okay, we can go into hot topics. We're already like 25 minutes in right now, so we can get some and save some for next week.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to talk about the Sydney Sweeney thing.
What about it?
Well, last hot topic that I did.
Got a little feedback.
I got a little feedback.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say anything bad. I didn't say like, I'm pro Sydney Sweeney and or I'm against her, right? I didn't say any of that. I just said she's hot, right? And people fucking came from my head. But I did recently watch her interview. And it wasn't great. And it wasn't a great interview.
Yeah, it was bad.
And this thing released after her interview came out. And I believe
the timing was perfect.
Bad. Yeah.
So when this interview is kind of prodding her, being like, "Hey, you want to talk against white supremacy?" Pretty much, she's just like, "No."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh God." So yeah, now I understand you guys. Now I get it. I get it. She's kind of a fucking definitely is a hot topic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand why people were mad at her. Yeah. And then I see the interview come out and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I can see why people are mad at her.
I feel like they gave her a really easy opportunity to kind of like softball? Say something, you know? Yeah. And she was just like, I don't care. Her face was like, she looked mad. She looked pissed.
Did she give a reason for not like giving a proper response to it?
She said, when I have something to talk about, I will.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And she like, just was very okay. like, hey, yeah. you know? Good. I don't know what to say with her.
Yeah.
But okay, you guys, fine. You were fucking, you're right. I just didn't know anything about her, right? But she's kind of a loose cannon. Can we move on from it now? Yeah. Okay. Just like, wanted to clear
I also just think it's a bigger picture, right? Is that like the public? So she just did the Gene campaign, right? She didn't like go out with the idea of like, this is going to be a hot topic and thing like that. And then the general public took that and created this issue. And it's like, at what point do you protect your brand and speak to the public on their concerns?
Yes.
Where in this situation, she's like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
But like, even you talking about it on the podcast, we started getting flack. And then you were like, well, I actually do want to address this. So it's like, is it a case by case study? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, do you decide, like, even though this wasn't her intent, like when the fucking masses are coming for you, like, do you stay quiet or do you address them? Even if it's their concern. And their problem. It's weird.
American Eagle, we were saying last time, knew what they were doing, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe she wasn't fully aware of it. But if I was in her situation, I would have been like, that's just not what I expected it to be. I just wasn't. I should have been paying more attention or something like that, you know? But instead, she's like,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
If she's not paying attention to it, then what?
Her team.
What's her management doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agent.
Yeah.
Like, that's their job. Yeah. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, after all that shit was going down, I was like, it cannot have dropped at the perfect time of when she did that fucking interview.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But again, I was also saying American Eagle ad to the side. I said it, like, three
literally,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I don't know what she's done. Apart from that, I don't know what she's done.
Yeah.
Right? But well, people.
And I guess she was also more in the spotlight, too, because her movie flopped.
Yeah, it did flop.
Is this the boxing one?
Yeah, it didn't do well.
She got yoked for.
Yeah,
it was bad. Yeah, it wasn't. I haven't seen the movie, but
she got big, like muscular.
Really?
And stuff.
Oh, did she?
We were looking at the photos.
Yeah.
What movie?
The dress photos.
We Live Under a Rock. I have no idea what movie.
Yeah,
I didn't know. She did a boxing movie. She did like a. Would it be called an autobiographical or biograph? I don't know the difference.
What's it called?
I don't know.
I stand by my comment. I think she looks better with short hair.
Yes, the real
dress was hot.
We don't want to talk about the jeans, but we will talk about that short haircut.
Short haircut and the dress.
But yeah, I get it, you guys. I get it. Yeah. I get it. I just didn't know. But I will say too, if someone doesn't know, because I'm like, I don't know what the big deal is with it. It opens a conversation to have and be like, this is the reason why we're mad. But instead, they were just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're a white supremacist.
Yeah.
You're so like, it was what?
Worse for her to not speak.
Yeah.
But also us. I don't know if you guys can tell, but we're actually friends just kind of talking about things. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know what I mean?
So
if it goes one way or the other,
people wouldn't be able to be in like, because I'm sure people that are not in the spotlight says and does like talks about some like crazy things or makes jokes or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But like actually having a spotlight on you, you feel like you can't even like give an inch of like even a small fucking joke or no or misunderstanding. Because all he did was like not understand why people are mad. And people like just jumped on my fucking throat. And I'm like, I already have bad neck, you guys. All right. I don't need it to be more damaged. Stop. I already have a noodle neck. It's okay.
Oh my God.
Six screws in here already.
I got six screws. Yeah, yeah. I don't need any more damage. But I'm just saying, like, it opens a conversation. So instead of attacking someone about it, just say, hey, this is the reason why we're mad.
Yeah.
Just so you are educated.
Yeah.
Just quickly going to the movie, Christy.
That's the name of it?
That's the name of the movie.
Okay.
I wouldn't watch this movie. I think the casting of this movie is awful.
I was going to say that.
Like, if you look, if you look at the characters, you look at the wardrobe, you look at the hairstyling, I think this was poorly done. So I don't think like the movie flopping is solely on her.
Should we watch it later?
This movie just looks awful.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to the team that was involved with it, but like, I think you guys just missed.
Yeah.
Or do you think it was her lack of follow-up that kind of made people be like, let's not go support her in this because she's not addressing the issues?
Well,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about online stuff for a second. Speaking of like online getting people fired up, the Whitney and Mark situation from Dancing with the Stars of like bullying online and getting people to vote against someone to get them knocked off.
That is crazy.
I haven't been watching it, so I don't understand what happened there. So explain to us.
So Whitney from, what is it, Mormon Housewives?
Housewives.
No.
Go on. Shelby, you know, let's just explain.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Totally different than Housewives.
That's why we need Shelby.
Yeah. Clearly, I didn't know the secrets.
Yeah. So she... There was a big campaign, an online campaign of bullying and deliberately trying to get them voted off the show, which I think, again, speaks to the whole, we don't need to cover this. Fuck this. Let's move on to something else. I don't want to talk about this.
Oh, is it getting you heated, brother?
No,
oh.
I don't know enough about it. And I also, I don't care enough about it.
So. Okay, well,
cut this out.
Keep it in. I don't care.
No, we should keep this in because it's hilarious.
He just quit on himself. You had us all on the hook and we're like.
We're like, then what happened? And he was like, absolutely nothing.
I do think it is crazy though that because of the internet, like fans can get together and understand your context that like people are voting her off, but I'm assuming that they just picked the other person to keep on as opposed to voting her off. They voted for the other person.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a campaign against them. And I think that's what's crazy is just the power of that.
Fans can be crazy because that goes into the, did anyone see Ariana Grande get grabbed?
Oh my God.
Grabbed?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the red carpet in Singapore.
There's this notorious fucking crazy stalker fan. I'll explain it to you, Tyler. Okay. They're in, where are they?
Singapore.
Singapore. Basically, well, this goes into the bigger topic of just how fans can be, right? But anyway, Ariana and Cynthia and everyone's walking down the carpet and whatever. There's a ton of fans out there. Security is supposed to be everywhere. But instead, this guy who's notorious for doing this exact thing with other celebrities hopped the barricade and chased and grabbed hold of Ariana Grande. Cynthia fucking was like, grabbed her first, fucking muscle. Yeah,
first she
was
to the scene.
First one to like get them off. Where the fuck is the security, first of all?
She beat them by 10 feet.
So this guy does this all the time?
All the
Not
time.
Only does he do it all the time, this was his second attempt of the day.
Yeah.
So, like,
he's like deported though back to Australia, by the way.
To do what exactly? Like, I don't understand.
To grab onto celebrities.
So to, but once he grabs them, then what? So
we don't know.
He gets his moment with them.
Yeah.
That's it.
So immediately what happened was he had done this and then instantly went on Instagram and Raquel, what did he say?
He said like, so glad, thanks for letting me on the red carpet, Ariana, like something
he's
like that.
Delulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind.
And
you know what he looks like? He looks like Rufio.
Yeah.
Rufio.
Okay, we love Rufio, but not this guy.
Hold on.
What's crazy though is same exact guy, his name's Jonathan Wen.
Yes.
The same exact guy, he did the same thing at the Katy Perry concert in Australia. He jumped on stage with
the
Katy
same
Perry.
Guy.
And
The Weeknd.
And you have to think about this, dude. The reason it's so impactful to Ariana Grande is because the Manchester bombing.
Yes.
Like, so she's already on eggshells with like crazy shit happening around her. And this guy's just like, you know what I'm saying? That's trauma, like, for her.
Why do people do that?
We don't know, but I will say this. Lately, I feel like there's been like an influx of like certain fans feeling way too comfortable to be grabbing on females. Just this past weekend in Chicago, a fan decided he wanted to slap my ass 3 times in a row because he thought it was funny. But I'm just, and the, like, security didn't do a fucking thing. That's insane. The thing. They end up coming up to me afterwards and was like, do you want us to escort him out and whatever the case is? But the, it was already nearly done. You know what I mean? It was just like, it's too late in the day.
They shouldn't be putting that on you.
Yeah. But they did give me a security guard in the end and he was great, which is fine. But the fans get are getting way too comfortable. And this is the second time this year that a fan has touched me, tried to kiss me and tried to, and slap in my ass. It's just way too comfortable. And then you see people like Ariana Grande. They're hopping the fence, grabbing her, and then the same guy doing it numerous times. This guy's face should be plastered everywhere to the point where he can't get into any fucking place.
So I think, too, based on, I mean, we're evolving, right? So I think publicly putting him out there and then, you know, giving him, like, the crime for it. So he did go to jail. They didn't
get deported.
He also got deported from Singapore. Kicked out of the country. So he got kicked out of the country. He was in jail for, like, 10 days. Yeah. It's like, so that needs to, like, people need to be held accountable, even for signings and stuff like that. Like, if you do things at the very least, like, the first one with a guy who was trying to kiss you, like, they didn't even kick him out of the event. He got back in her line for the next signing.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you can't put it, like Raquel said, you can't put it on you to be like, dude, I don't want to.
Like, he should just say, get him out.
It's like, dude, this guy needs to be removed from the event. Like, that's insane to
and
me.
And the fact that he was like screaming stuff like, Soraya wanted me to kiss her.
What?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, the same thing as the Ariana. That guy was like, Ariana's my best friend. Like, thanks for letting me jump on the yellow carpet this weekend and take a photo with you. Like, they're so delusional. It's insane. Yeah,
there's some delulus out there. And I'll say, like, 9 times out of 10, all the fans are great, right? But you always get at least one per signing that gets a little too comfortable, a little too handsy, like, or thinks that they, like, have, like, this parasocial relationship with you. You know what I mean? But I feel like it's happening to it. Like, everyone. Wow. It's happening to a lot of people.
Or, like, this John Wen guy. Like, he's using it to his fame.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he does. He's done it so many fucking times over.
And he's convinced these people want him to be, like, there on stage with them, on red carpet. Yeah. Like, it's fucking crazy.
How much is he monetizing his... Is he mainly TikTok?
No, I doubt it's a money play. Like, I think he's just so crazy. And his, like, whole thing is just, like, I want the notoriety of being able to do it. But this shit is popping up everywhere. Last October, Billie Eilish getting grabbed in her concert. Mm-hmm. And then what was the Twitch thing?
Yeah, there was at TwitchCon, which, like, TwitchCon is always, like, a shit show, apparently. Yeah. Like, they just always have some
fucking useless
controversy. And so this streamer, her name's Emeru, someone, like, she was doing a meet and greet at TwitchCon, and she had her own personal security who was the only person who, like, did something, but someone jumped, like, the line and ran up to her, grabbed her, and, like, forcefully tried to kiss her, and then her security came up to him and, like, pushed him away, but he just, like, ran away. And she was pretty vocal about saying, like, Twitch didn't
rid of her security the first time. Remember?
Yeah, she had some security guard. I don't, like, know her or the, like, her situation that well, but what I've read about it is she has, like, a security guard that she has with her, like, at all times. And I guess there was an incident at a previous TwitchCon where some fan got whatever, and he, like, grabbed them and kind of held him in place until, like, some, like, event staff, like, removed him. And because of that, Twitch said he can't come back and be your bodyguard because he was too handsy.
And then something happened.
And then something happened to her again with a new one. And she didn't have that guy. She had a different bodyguard. And then so it was just like, dude.
So what PSA, the hell? Don't touch the talent.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with people.
The event staff really needs to take that shit seriously. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Across the board.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, like, even the higher profile celebrities like Ariana Grande. It was like, how has someone able to jump the barricade and get that close to her?
Yeah. Second with time you tried it.
The second time. And I'm like, why did it take him 2 times? It should have taken one and he should have got the fuck out of there.
And why is
he
shouldn't Cynthia have tried it at all. The first one to get to her?
I know. Your whole job, if you're like security, is to be looking around at people who are trying to do that. Like trying to find a way in, you know? So like Cynthia Erivo shouldn't be the first person to be like, get out of her. Like it was crazy. And there's all of them. Like, you know what I mean? It's so scary.
So wait, this happened in Singapore. Where does this guy live?
Australia.
He's Australian, but he was in Singapore.
Yeah, but the Katy Perry thing happened in Australia, I'm pretty sure. So he's just like going around. At,
like she was performing and he jumps on stage.
He jumped on stage with Katy Perry and like put his arm around her and she like she like kind of went like this and then like got away from him and then a bunch of people came on the stage and like
why did it take so long?
But it's just like, dude, what? 26 like, years old.
Yeah, it's wild.
But he's like super delulu about it for real because he's like doing all videos. His best friends. Yeah, he's just he thinks this is the coolest shit ever and everyone's supporting him and these celebrities are his friend and it's like,
what do you think his ChatGPT voice sounds like?
Oh my god. I couldn't even tell you.
Sounds like you.
Actually, you know ChatGPT ChatGPT is like personalized to your interests anyway, right? Liking the show? Prove it. Drop a comment below with hashtag rule breakers so we know you're part of the chaos. Bonus points if it's unhinged, but behave yourselves. All right. Back to the episode. His ChatGPT is probably like, you're doing the right thing, brother.
Yeah. You know? It validates you.
Yeah, validates you. Yeah, there's that whole like on TikTok with that girl who fell in love with that therapist and her ChatGPT is like encouraging it.
Yeah.
It was like a whole thing.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that. Well, again, we talked about this before, but the friend necklaces, which are literally just a little like Apple AirTag size thing that's AI and you talk to that and the whole marketing campaign is like basically you don't need real people, talk to this and you have a friend with you all the time. It's
that's where the future's going though, buddy.
I know.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's weird, but you have to roll with the punches, dude. That's where it's going.
Dude, our family used to just kick us outside and say, come home when the sun goes down.
Oh, when the street lights come on.
Or you hear me
on.
Whistle for a mile. Like, people can't even whistle nowadays.
Yeah. I remember my mom's whistle
YouTube?
Too.
It's like, take the VR headset off, honey. Come eat your dinner.
It is crazy that like we are the lost generation. Like
touch grass,
not have phones, not have social media. You know, we had a childhood. I think it's quite sad.
It is interesting now, though, everyone does use ChatGPT just regular. It's almost what Google was intended originally, but no one wants to just be like, hey, you know, when sunset or whatever.
And then ChatGPT is just going to agree with you. And a lot of the time, ChatGPT is wrong.
It's so wrong. It said you were on some like redneck show. It was literally called Soraya was a contestant on this it was literally called Redneck something.
Yeah, I was on like a redneck dating show or something.
I was like, ChatGPT,
your date Uncle Cy from...
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Baby, you can take a sip from my tea.
It was like, no, she wasn't. And then it was like, you're right. Soraya was not a contestant on this. I was like, what is happening? Yeah.
This seat.
Joey, can you check your email for a second? There's some numbers that were sent to you.
We come from read me the numbers. An age.
Don't worry about the email. Just send me the numbers. Say,
was Soraya on a dating show?
Just give me
we come from an age where we were told not to trust what the internet tells you.
Exactly.
And now that's not the case, you know?
70?
What is this?
710.
I'm not doing this.
Too late, buddy.
Adam's trying to set me up with an AI friend.
Hang on. Listen.
Your friend's
I go, was Soraya on a dating show? And they're like, no, no, no. And then they go, people sometimes mix her up with someone else because she's been in high drama relationships publicly, but she hasn't appeared on dating series.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. Checks out.
She's not, but she looks like she would Soraya, be on those shows.
What?
Says she's not, but she looks like she would be on
If you were to go on a dating show, what would you go on?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't think I would be like the right woman to be.
She'd be like the Bachelorette. And then she'd have all the guys like her.
Would be like just me. You know, I don't want to share.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're all like, we love you. And she'd be like,
I would be like the, it would be weird because all the Bachelorettes are always just like very beautiful. Like,
and you're not?
Oh, no, I'm gorgeous.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
No.
You would be great.
But I'm saying it's my style that's very different to like.
It would be actually fun.
What about Love Is Blind?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
No, I would be devastated.
No. She wouldn't be able to go on that show because people would recognize her voice.
Oh, that just happened.
What happened yesterday?
I went to Target and like now they have like to go into the parking structure, they like read your license plate now. You don't have to like grab a ticket or anything like that. But I didn't realize that you have to validate it somewhere and I don't know where it is.
Before you get back in the car.
Yeah, before you get back in the car. And I didn't know that because they were just reading my license plate. So I like pull up to the thing and it's like not opening and there's a big line behind me and I'm like fucking sweating my ass off. Yeah. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm new.
Exactly. So like I call the thing and the guy was like really nice. He was like, yeah, what you have to do is this, but I'll let you out for now. Just next time you come, just do this. So I was like, okay, thank you. I was going from my Instagram DMs. Crazy. And I had a message from a person. He goes, hey, Soraya, don't forget to validate if you ever come back to Westwood Target. Thanks for being so nice on the phone. We don't get too many of those calls here. And I was like, how did he recognize me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
is there a camera? I actually responded. Is there a camera on the thing?
Well, yeah. I go, how did you know it was me? He goes, I wasn't too sure even if it was you. I had to double take the cameras are grainy. But as soon as you called and I heard your accent, I was like, damn, it was her.
Yeah.
What? Can I say something about
yeah.
that? Go on.
Here, get in there.
Maybe it's just me, but you've had other experiences mm-hmm. like this. To my knowledge, in person. Like they've seen yeah. you in person. We were at mm-hmm. a haunted house and one of the actors recognized her and then mm-hmm. DM'd her later. To me, that is so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't register to you.
Yeah, yeah. No.
That's not creepy.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
That's true.
They're at work. The scare actor is one thing because, like, you were in person, but it's like this.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
It's weird to me.
I don't think about it because it's been so many years since I've been in the WWE and stuff. So mm-hmm. I get messages like that all the time, but it is weird.
I just feel like if I'm a very normal person, right? Like, if I'm somewhere and I see someone of status or celebrity or whatever, the last thing I'm doing is being like, hey, hope you have fun
DM at
Target.
Them.
Like, it's weird.
Yeah. So as far as like the scare actor thing goes, that it's like we went to an outing. They'd be like going to the fair or something, right?
Yeah,
so it's like, whoa, like I can't, but like if
I ran into you.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah, like that would be cool to me. And if there was a moment of like, we are sharing this interaction really quick, then I'd be like, hey, that was really cool, man. Like, mm-hmm. like whether you read this or not, it was just cool. It was a cool experience for me and I'm sharing that with you.
Yeah.
But if I was at like at a dentist or something like that and someone like didn't say anything to me or whatever and was like, hey.
Nice molars, baby.
I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't say anything in the moment.
Yeah.
And then did it afterwards. If you say stuff, this character was kind of, that was a low blow on my end. But like in the moment, he should have just been like, Soraya?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Weird, but like
the fact that this guy. I understand what you mean because it's the fact that he didn't know 100% it was me, so he was double checking cameras and like.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like you did a lot of work to figure it out.
You're
but
at
you
work.
Replied to him
because I was so interested. I was like, "How did you know?"
So he kind of won in that.
He did like, win. He did win. Replied. But in my head, then I'm not thinking it's creepy.
Right.
I'm interested.
Right.
Shelby's just making me like realize that it's creepy.
But he's at work. He's using like his company camera to like, you know, he could see your license plate.
He's like, hang on a second.
Yeah, he could see your license plate. Like it's like you're not supposed to be fucking doing that.
Luckily,
when you're
it's
at work.
Car,
like the so. Hacker, yeah. like the one like green lens, you know, like
yeah,
it is quite strange.
Me?
I mean, I've had some creepiness anyway. Like, I've had some real fucking weirdos.
The least you could do is let me out of this fucking parking garage.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
But he didn't say anything. It could have been like, he
Soraya?
Could have said something while I was there, but
that
he didn't
been
know.
Crazy.
Soraya? Yeah. Like,
God?
I couldn't see anybody, dude. Yeah. I was like, where is this coming from? I don't know how, because I didn't see cameras on the thing at all. It was weird. I didn't see any cameras.
Is that Paige?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Fuck.
You know,
let me out of here.
You know, I was 10 cars back and they're like, I heard Paige is up front. Everyone's trying to get out of the fucking garage.
They're like,
Paige, please move your car. Paige, please move your car. WWE Superstar Paige, please move your car.
This is not your house. Please move.
Yeah. As your friends and just people who are constantly, you know, we want to like make sure you're always safe and
yes,
keep in mind their business, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You know,
yeah, no, I
can't
know.
Help but be like,
yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
What you got?
Are they still laughing about something else?
No,
right,
he
now
he made something up in his head.
Okay, go on.
You thinking about memes?
No, I'm just thinking about this guy. He just like genuinely just like loves what you do, and he like listens to the podcast. And he's stuck in traffic. He's all.
Yeah. He probably does listen to the show. Yeah,
I think Shelby's a jerk. Great. Actually, I've been getting a lot of people. Like I keep saying, but every time I have a signing and stuff like that, I get so many people that love the podcast. Mm-hmm. So everybody comes to my signings. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it so much. We're really excited about it. It's great. And then I had someone that came up to me and was like, I got sober because of your podcast.
Wow.
The John episode.
That's really cool.
He said, I watched the giant, and I said, took a video with him and sent it to John and Brandy just so they could see it too. And he was like, no, like it really touched me. Like, and so, yeah, he got sober like the day that he watched the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's been like 6 or 7 months or whatever it is.
That's very cool.
It's crazy. And so I told him that John's going to be coming back on again, you know, so we can get like the 6 months or 7 months progress or whatever. But
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's fucking awesome. So not only are people enjoying the podcast, they're actually changing their lives because of the podcast. And here we are talking about a creepy guy at Target.
And now he doesn't work at Target anymore. He's changing lives. Yeah.
He turns up at my house.
Unemployed.
Oh my God.
God damn it. We're actually coming up to the end of the episode right now. But I do want to talk about one more topic.
What's the hot topic?
There is this streamer who I cannot stand, right? His name is Hassan Piker.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, so basically, he has a dog, right? He's live on stream. Yeah. He has a dog that's constantly on the dog bed. Doesn't fucking move, ever. Mm-hmm. And people always question, why doesn't this dog move? That's such a well-behaved dog. What, like,
oh,
you know?
No.
And so the dog gets up for a second to just readjust. And then you hear it yelp, right? And it lays quickly back down in the seat again. So people saw that it was wearing a really bad dog shock collar and it was turned up max level. And what he did was he shocked the dog off camera.
I can't even look at that.
It's awful.
Wait, what?
It's awful, dude. And he tried to say it was not a dog shock collar. He tried to show the shock collar and people saw that he had put tape over the prongs, you know? Mm. But it was awful, you guys.
Why are those a thing?
I don't understand either. We only use them on humans here, you guys.
Yeah.
Right. They shouldn't be a thing, though. Like, use them on humans all day long, but like, they shouldn't be able...
For dogs, there's better ways to train them rather than electrocuting them.
Yeah.
And the whole point of that electric dog shock collar is you're not supposed to turn it up to the fucking max.
Oh, this guy?
Only on people.
Yeah.
Only on people.
Yeah.
Kidding.
I heard what he was saying it wasn't. You know what I mean? But
he tried to say, no, I didn't. Yeah. It's not a dog shock collar, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, what is it then?
Yeah.
That makes my heart hurt. Dogs, animals. I'm terrified of snakes, right? Mm-hmm. I am petrified, terrified. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I posted it on my story the other day and she texted me being like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, yeah. She posted a giant snake on her story. Raquel did it to me too.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, but I'm
felt so bad.
But I heard that, so in downtown Vegas on Fremont, they have people with like snakes around their neck and I refuse to go down there now. But I heard that they duct tape their mouths.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate snakes. Mm-hmm. But I in no way, shape, or form want to hear that. That breaks my heart. It's not okay. They're defenseless.
Yes.
Animal cruelty, abuse, anything to hurt them on purpose in any way, shape, or form is not okay. It breaks my heart. And I think whatever people do to an animal to hurt them, they shouldn't go to jail. They should go to jail for it, but they should have the same thing done to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To see how it feels.
I hate it. Yes.
Nothing in fear. I'm like shaking that. Like just hearing about the shock collar makes me mad.
Awful. And it's the same. I get mad in New York when they still do the horse carriages too.
Oh, yeah.
And like there was a video recently of this horse that collapsed in the street and the police are just hosing it down and like kicking it and shit to get it back up again. I'm like, the horse is fucking exhausted, dude. That should have been banned a long time ago. I don't want to be fucking, I don't want to see a horse dragging fucking six heavy ass people in the back of a carriage just because they think it's cute. Like, no, it's not fucking cute. It's cruel.
Yeah.
And I hate it. So yeah, if you abuse an animal, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
1000%.
Piece of shit.
There's a new law in Vegas and don't quote me, don't like take my word for it, but it's, I believe that as long as you're on the phone with the police, you are legally allowed if it's like over... like 70 degrees or something in Vegas, you're legally allowed to break the window of a car now. As long as you have reported it and you're like on the phone, you can break the window
to get the animal out.
And bet your ass.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Yeah, because Vegas gets,
didn't you say,
so hot.
I think you were telling us about that.
It's like one day a year.
Didn't you say that was like a law made because of a certain pet?
That Reba.
Yeah.
Reba the bulldog.
Oh, God.
So sad. You told me that and I wanted to cry. It was awful.
It's disgusting. It's horrible.
They put, you can tell it just so adamant.
I don't even want to. They put this, go ahead.
No, you go.
They duct taped a bulldog, an English bulldog, in, you know, the big like black storage containers, the plastic ones that you get at Lowe's and like Home Depot. they duct taped the top of it and put the bulldog in there in the middle of summer. So nearly 120 degrees outside. Mm. I could cry talking about it. Awful. And then they found the dog and the dog didn't survive. And it was like a huge thing. People from all over paid her medical bills, all kinds of stuff. And then come to find out, again, don't quote me on it because I don't remember exactly what happened to the people, but they didn't get very much jail time. And I just thought that was...
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a life.
Yeah.
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 Like it's a living, breathing thing. Yeah, you don't exactly. do something like that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's a defenseless thing. It's just, it's so upset. My little boy is my life. Like if I ever see anything like on a movie or whatever about any type of animal. No. Well, I can't either, but I will just look at Fetty and I just go, Mama will never let that happen to you. Oh, it's the only way I feel better.
You know what really fucked me off one day? Watching Marley and Me.
Because
it bamboozled me, all right? The way they advertised that fucking movie was like, this is the happiest fucking movie you'll ever see in your life. Oh, God, you're going to walk away from this fucking happiest shit. And then the fucking dog dies, and I'm like, you pieces of shit. Because I feel like they know people aren't going to go watch a movie seeing a dog die.
Right.
If the dog dies, we riot.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
And I watched that and it was the most traumatic thing ever.
Yeah, there's no way.
I don't never ending story with the horse. He didn't die in real life, you guys, by the way. Yeah. But I was like traumatized.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch animal movies, period. Because you never know.
Yeah. It's awful. I can't watch any of those fucking movies. Even the cartoon ones. Bambi broke my heart. Okay.
Never
when
seen
the mom died.
Can't do it. I can't.
It was awful. Like, you know what? That leads me into this too. Growing up and we used to watch Disney movies is a lot more traumatic than the Disney movies that the kids get to watch these days.
Oh, yeah.
There was always some kind of like death and like trauma and destruction and shit.
Lion King?
Like, Two minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was so bad. Yeah. Like everything. But they're like, oh, we're just trying to teach you how to like toughen up and shit. And you're like fucking 3 years old watching like a fucking thing. A hunter be like, bang.
Yeah.
And then they kill you. They kick you with like the.
What is that Elmer Fudd ass fucking musket?
Exactly.
Dude.
It's like the most trauma, but then like the best fucking soundtrack I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. They call me in. It's
like, two worlds, one family. And you're just like, God damn it, Phil. You didn't have to go that hard.
You had no business going that hard.
Yeah, you had no business going that hard.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I still listen to the Lion King soundtrack. Beauty and the Beast.
Tarzan for life.
Tarzan.
Remember that bug? I don't know. Was it Timon or Pumbaa? Remember when they were eating?
Yeah. It was delicious.
Like, God damn, boy.
It looked delicious. I wanted to slurp one of those bad boys up, too. They looked the crunchy ones, the squishy ones. I was all about it, dude. It was like fucking grapes or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like the old school, like the cartoon cheese and everything like that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Krabby Patty.
Oh, they know how to make that shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The Goofy movie.
The pizza. And the Goofy movie. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
like this. Yeah.
I'm glad we're ending this on a more positive tone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of it now, you guys. We can do part two of Hot Topics because we only got through two of all the ones I had.
But, how many were on the list?
I have 11 topics on there. The last one, which we'll save for maybe next week, is can you be friends with exes?
Stay tuned next week.
Ba, ba, ba.
I'm ready to come back for this one. Oh boy.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us for somewhat of Hot Topics, mostly just us ranting and raving and talking to each other. But I want to say a big thank you to Raquel.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for letting me on here.
Tyler for joining us. Joseph for joining us.
Joseph.
And forcing Shelby to join us.
Yeah.
And then Adam.
Yeah.
No, no,
yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for no one to clap for a second. Go with a bit. But anyway, stay tuned for more confessionals, you guys. We're actually going to go film some right now. But thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.